yeah, God said he rested, so the people should also rest. They should know how to rest. Okay, so that has been from the beginning of time, basically, for people. So it's an important thing, Sabbath. And the Pharisees are right to be concerned about resting. And yet, that's not what they were concerned about. So as we look at the passage and we see the interactions of the Pharisees with Jesus, a couple of things that we can learn. One is our heart condition matters. That when we come to Jesus, it should be out of desire to be with him, to seek him. We talked about the Pharisees not really resting because they were in the cornfield or in the wheat field. It's actually wheat. Also, so that means that they were walking around. They weren't picking the wheat, and that's what they were complaining about. Jesus used the scriptures to explain the situation. But because they didn't really care about the Sabbath, it was more about trying to catch a fault. No change happened in their hearts. For us today, Sabbath sounds maybe old-fashioned. We don't understand that God wants us to rest for us. Jesus said that the Sabbath was made for us, not us for the Sabbath, okay? So that means that Jesus is not trying to get us to follow rules and regulations for the sake of rules and regulations. But he does want you to rest. In this day and age, there is so much telling us not to rest. We can start with jobs. 60 to 80 hours a week is not unheard of. Some places of business have showers, exercise rooms, and provide meals, so you never have to go home. The pace of life is rapid. People are always on, whether it's email, texting, and I don't even know all of what's out there. Rest is not the priority. Work, the amount of work, that's how you advance at your job, right? How much time do you spend at the business? If you own your own business, where does the rest come? People who are parents, where does the rest come? And yet God says, you need rest. He's not saying it to condemn you. If you listen to your own bodies, to your own thoughts, you know you need rest too. You're tired, burnt out. Sabbath is a gift. It's a reminder that everything is not on your shoulders. You weren't expected to carry it all. If you feel like that, it's a lie. God alone is God. Everything rests on His shoulders. Some of you are thinking, well, it sure looks like it's on my shoulders because, and you can make a list of things of why you need to keep doing what you're doing. God is not a liar. There is a liar, but it's not God. The enemy is the one who wants to destroy you. So, you have some choices. One of the choices is to believe God. The other choice is to not believe God. Some of you might be thinking, a whole day? That's crazy. For people who have serious Protestant work ethic, which used to be super good, and it's been turned into something else. Like I said, look at your stress level. Look at your lack of understanding of rest. And we've just taken it to a whole new dimension, right? Work ethic used to be you want to put out a good product and you want to be trustworthy, right? That people know that they're getting something good when they come to you, that you're not ripping off the people you work for because you're working exactly for the amount of time that you said, and you're not just finding ways to be busy, but you're actually doing the work. But 60 hours, 80 hours, I heard some people say 100 hours. Can you get 100 hours in a week? Really? I'm just like, this is crazy. How come no one sees the craziness? Because of money, right? We're chasing money. Maybe you're trying to look good to the boss. Maybe you are the boss, and it's like, I'm taking care of all these people. I gotta keep it going, right? Your job is not supposed to kill you. I shouldn't have to say that, right? We should know that. But how many people's jobs cause them heart problems, break up marriages, make them awful parents because they're not present to their kids? Okay, so the good news. Sabbath is good news because, number one, it's a reminder, it's an invitation to come back, rest, receive. For some people, Sabbath happens on this day here. They come to church, they're just ready, like, okay, Lord, you got my attention, talk to me. You know, they're coming to be refilled, to be refreshed. For some people, this day is super filled with work. So it's going to happen on another day. Maybe it can't be a full day. That's okay. God is not concerned with rules and regulations. Check the passage we just looked at. That is not what He's about. He's about life, giving you life. So for us who are not used to resting, and we know that we need to rest, our minds and our bodies tell us so. Our kids, if you have any, tell you, I never see you. How come we're always busy? How do we find rest? First, you tell God you want to rest. that you hear him. You hear him saying, come, be with me, rest. Jesus says this, I'm not making it up, right? Come unto me, all who are weary, right? Weary, heavy laden, and he will give you rest. He's not a liar, but you got to give yourself to him, right? You got to come and give him an opportunity to influence you, to transform you. How long does that take? I don't know. But you got to make the effort to allow him, to give him access to you, okay? So let's say you're going to give him 15 minutes. Give him the 15 minutes. Lord, I dedicate these 15 minutes to you. And then do it. It's not a day, it's not an hour, but it's 15 minutes. And in those 15 minutes, you can sit and be still. You can go for a walk. You can. There's so many things that you can do, but you're giving him time with you. And you're saying, I need to know everything does not depend on me. I need to know that you've got it all. I want to rest. I want to rest. I want to rest. If that's not true, you tell him, I hear you saying it. Help me to understand it. Start there. We have a God who designed us. He knows what we need. Give him a chance to show you that his words are life. When I first tried to do Sabbath, I would go nuts. I was like, a whole day? Are you crazy? I was 20. And I was in school. And I just thought, there's no way. There is no way to do a Sabbath. That is ridiculous. But I decided I would give him an hour. So I would give God this hour, and it hurt. I would be like, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do for an hour? I can't take it. And it was like, why was it any different than my quiet time? My quiet time I enjoyed. I had two quiet times. I had one in the morning, one at night, happy. But just the thought that I was gonna lay aside my work, that I wasn't gonna think about it, that I was going to just concentrate on God, for some reason, that would just send me. And I'd sit on my bed thinking, when is it going to be over? When is it going to be over? It's like, come on. Right? It's like, that's not what he had in mind. That was not life-giving for me, and that wasn't his plan, right? That wasn't it. So I scaled back and started with, okay, 15 minutes. I love those 15 minutes. Just sitting, being still, listening. God, you have anything you want to tell me? Felt so nice. So I'm like, go a little longer. Then I could do my hour. Now, a whole day, that was different still. I said, God, maybe 3 hours. Maybe on a Saturday, you know, or something. But this whole day thing, I'm a student. I got work to do. Not that I really did it, but that's what I was thinking. But what God did with that was he began making me even more hungry to be with him, helping me to see how much I really did need him. When I had kids, Sabbath out the window. It was just like, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know who they were. It's just like, what are we doing? I don't know. And I only had 2 kids. I always say I'm a fake mom. There's people who have like lots of kids. It's like, ooh, wow, you only have 2 hands. You got a bunch of kids. Even for the ultra busy, right? God wants you to rest. And it's not for him. It really is for you. and for the loved ones that you have. How do you do it? Little bit at a time. Right? Little bit at a time. There was the woman, Susanna Wesley. She put her apron over her head. She had a ton of kids. I can't remember how many, but she had a lot. And like more than 10. It was a lot. And she put the apron over her head and just she would tell her kids, okay, I'm getting ready to have quiet time. And kids would be zooming all around. She put the apron over her head, but they knew not to talk to her. It was noisy. All kind of stuff was happening. But they knew that was her time. Your kids, they love you. If you tell them, 2 minutes, me and God, you guys, don't kill each other, don't burn down the house, just 2 minutes. You can do the dish towel thing, and when it comes off, they know. Or you set a timer, right? That's what I do with my kids. When the clock says this, show them the numbers, and then you can talk to me. But until then, it's just me and God, okay? Okay. Start small. Be sincere. Know that it's for your good. Okay? I know this world does not bless rest, unless you're paying for it on the Riviera. Right? Then it's like, yes, come and rest. Right? But for the rest of us, rest is not encouraged. I'm from the States. Vacation, ooh, maybe. Not really. I think here you guys get decent vacation, yes? Some? I don't know. Okay. Whether you get paid vacation or not, and that's not what I'm talking about, that you totally vacate a place and go do something. It's about what you believe is true about who you are. You are finite. You're not superhuman. And God doesn't ask you to be. Okay? But rest is about an opportunity to be known by God, to draw closer to Him, to set aside some time that's just for you and God. It's an invitation. Sabbath is a gift. I'm going to ask the service crew to come forward. We're going to do a little practice. So you set this time aside. What do you do with it? Okay? So they're going to give you a piece of paper and a pen. Yep. Thank you. Pen. Small hands, sorry. Thank you. While they're handing these things out, I want you to get yourselves in a disposition of wanting to rest. You don't need to be afraid of God. He knows your thoughts. He knows what you've done and what you haven't done. It's not like you've hidden anything from Him. Okay? And He wants to be with you anyway, right? He's like, come. Come be with me. I will ask that you don't talk to each other during this time. I really want you to try to see what it's like that you set aside some time just to be with Him. As best you can, pretend no one else is here. This is the long weekend of Thanksgiving. What an awesome holiday season. Short as it is, it's built into your culture to give thanks. if you're in this building, I'm believing that for some reason, you might believe there's a God who cares. This makes us thankful. Spiritual disciplines are ways that we can draw close to God. Sabbath is one, prayer, reading scripture, okay? Things that, as Christians, we know we do. Giving gratitude, having gratitude, being thankful is another spiritual discipline. Now, why do we call these things spiritual disciplines? Because you have to practice them. We're going to practice together the discipline of gratitude. I want you just to think about, in your moment of trying to rest, let God bring to your mind three things that you are truly thankful for. They don't have to be things that you consider holy. They don't have to be things that other people might not consider being worthy of giving thanks, but what you yourself are thankful for. If you can't think of three things, don't stress about it. If you have more than three things, go with that. But we write it down. As you write it down, tell God thank you. People who practice gratitude generally write it down in a little book, a journal. If you hold on to this paper and you try doing this for a week, maybe you get it done 5 times, maybe 3 times. That's good. It's more than you did before. Remember to thank him for them. At the end of the week, go back over the things that you were thankful for. Try to do this practice for a month. And then go back over and read what you've been thankful for. This might take 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And if that's the amount of time that you set aside for your Sabbath, you've done a good thing. Instead of condemning someone, having a critical spirit or attitude, you took some time to be thankful. If you share with someone, oh, I'm really thankful about such and such, do you know that bleeds over to other people? It spreads. Sabbath is a gift. It's to refresh you, to restore you, to revive you. And if you will allow God to do that, it is going to infect other people. I know infect is usually a bad word. This is a good thing. You're doing good. Another practice is meditation, Christian meditation. You use the scriptures as your base. You read or listen to it being read, and you write down, what is God saying to me from this? Have I seen this to be true? Thank you, God, for what you've been doing. Help me to receive these truths. A pen and some paper. A heart that's ready to rest. The Holy Scriptures and God's presence. Notice I didn't say how long it had to be. But I promise you, you give God time with you, undivided, you're going to want more because he's going to pour into you. He's going to refresh you. You're going to be so much more alive than you have been. You'll be amazed. You might start to think you're superhuman. That's not the point. The point is to know who you are, to know who God is. And that happens when we hang out with him together, when we rest. One last thing. It doesn't have to be done in a room where it's all quiet or dark or whatever. Nature is a wonderful place to explore God, to allow him to speak. You can do it with friends if your friends are willing to give you time to be quiet, to give you space. Again, in the times where it seems like there's no one giving you time and no one giving you space, you have to take it, right? You just say, okay, I see where this is going. I see how this is happening. I need to take some time. The Sabbath is a time to do good, to heal. God wants that for you. He doesn't want your hearts to be hard. He wants you to have life and life abundantly, yes? Lord, as we open our hearts and ears to hear you, continue to speak to us, Lord. Set us free from the ways of this world, Lord God, that would push us down, that would tear us down. Help us to be open to your ways that bring life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Thank you.